begin our regular meeting now. And
put your hand over your heart. Ready? Begin.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, and begin our regular meeting today. First, item on the agenda to approve the agenda from the last meeting. Any comment, correction to? Oh, I'm sorry. All right. Let me go back. We may have a request for speaking from the public. First request from Mr. Nicholas Dips.
President Lan Nguyen, members of the Board of Education, Dr. Mafi, staff, visitors and guests, and community members. My name is Nicholas Dibbs. I'm here to speak about four or five items. The first one being that 50 years ago this evening, at Riverside Church in New York City, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. gave a famous speech called Beyond Vietnam, which is as timely today as his eloquent remarks 50 years ago, criticizing the Johnson administration and the Congress for funding and continuing the U.S. war in Vietnam. And it's a very, very good article of 7 pages, and I'm going to scan it and email it to the superintendent and the board members, and I'd like to ask, I've heard this speech on the radio, and I feel that it's good for our students. It's good critical thinking. I'd like to request the board and the superintendent to get this to all the history teachers. I don't mean putting it on the shelf in the district office, but actually sending it out to all the history teachers at the secondary level. Second thing I want to do is thank Assistant Superintendent Kelly McCamus and Myra Clark and Eric Paget of her staff for meeting with me last Thursday for about an hour to discuss my concerns and suggestions regarding CTE and ROP and ways to enhance that. It was very good to hear the very good programs that the district is working on. I do have my input and suggestions to improve it, and I'll be sending that out in an email. The third thing is I had the pleasure of attending the Garden Grove Unified School District district-wide high school choir concert at Chapman Education Center, and I just want to say that it was very nice, very good, and we have some very talented students, as everyone in this room I'm sure knows. So it was very good. Lastly, I'd like to mention something that I've spoken with others about, and that is the need for a Garden Grove Unified School District nonprofit foundation. We have students in the elementary level going to camp this week and in other weeks this in the spring. Many of the parents don't have money to fund it. It would be nice if we had a foundation to fund that program for students and parents that can't afford it, as well as to fund other programs in the district. Dr. George West put that on his at his last meeting. He had that on his to-do list. And so I'll share with you that. Also, so if we could please get a Garden Grove Unified School District Foundation going to help fund a lot of good programs. Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next request is from Adrian James.
Good evening. My name is Adrienne James. I'm a mother of a 18-year-old student in the Garden Grove District. She has autism. I spoke a couple weeks ago, but so very quick 3 minutes, and there were some more things I wanted to bring up. 2 weeks ago, I brought up that the district spent a lot of money to fight me getting a $1,000 evaluation. We have a lot of problems in. And a lot of districts do this with the money for attorneys. I've done a public request I've posted many pages online, hundreds of pages of attorney's fees that Garden Grove has paid out. I met a woman, and they did a story in the Voice of OC about her nephew. They wanted to put him in a moderate severe program. He was 8 years old. She pulled him out, put him in a private school. By the time the child went to high school, he was doing college placement, advanced placement courses. They have spent 10 years fighting her and probably $1 million or more on attorneys alone. Luckily for her and her nephew, she didn't listen to them, but I don't understand all the money spent on attorneys, and I think it needs to stop. I would like to talk about auditory processing tonight. We have a big problem in this district. We have an audiologist on staff, yet most of the children with autism, and we know that most children with autism have auditory processing problems. We have over 800 kids in the district with autism, yet nothing is being done for them. These kids cannot hear instruction clearly. Many of them would benefit from an FM receiver, but they will never be evaluated. It's illegal because these children are supposed to be assessed in all areas of suspected disability, and I don't understand why we're not doing that and giving these. How about 40% of them will never learn to speak, and this is probably why, because they can't hear everybody else speaking clearly. And this is a well-known fact, and we're just ignoring it. And Garden Grove is failing in this area. My daughter spent 15 years in the classroom and couldn't hear. I asked numerous times for the evaluation. When I finally got legal advice and legal assistance, the district provided the evaluation, which showed a huge problem in one ear. She couldn't hear the teachers all these years, very clearly. With background noises, all the noise goes in, and she doesn't filter out the background noises. The last thing I want to mention here tonight is something that's been bothering me for a long time. The district intentionally did not allow my daughter to walk in her graduation. They told her she could not participate in any way, and I don't think that's. And it makes me wonder if they really care about my child when they
James,
go out of their way to punish
her. Over the time a lot.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, James. Moving on to the next item on the agenda, which is approve the minute from the last meeting. Every member has been given a copy of the minute. Any correction, comment? Hearing none, call for vote.
Aye.
Mrs. Blanco.
Aye.
Mr.
Hardy.
Aye.
And then we're going to the public hearings, presentation, and report. First, we had a public hearings on to initial contract proposal from the supervisory unit. I now open the public hearing for that. Any member from the public want to speak on the contract with the supervisory unit? Hearing none, I now close the public hearing on that item. Next, on the presentations, we have a member, Ms. Carly Navarres from Classified School Association, want to present the contract.
Good evening, board, Dr. Mafi, community members, and staff. My name is Carly Navarez. I'm the labor relations representative from the California School Employees Association. Tonight, on behalf of CSEA and the Garden Grove Chapter 121, I would like to present our initial contract proposal for the reopeners of 2017 and 2018 school year. The membership has voted and approved the initial proposal on March 28, 2017. In accordance with Article 19 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement, CSEA proposes to reopen the contract under the reopener provisions of the current bargaining agreement. CSEA looks forward to working with the district in a collaborative and productive spirit and looks forward to our upcoming contract reopener negotiations. Thank you.
Thank you very much. And next, we're going to request our well own Assistant Superintendent, Ms. Jolie Armatas, to present our proposal to the
on the Gandu Education Association and pupil, professional?
Personnel Services Student Association.
Association, thank
yes.
you.
Yes. Good evening, President Nguyen, Dr. Mafi, members of the board, and staff and guests. It's my privilege and honor to present the district response to the GGEA and GGPPSA proposals for the 2017-18 negotiations. For those of you who are guests, I'll elaborate. GGEA stands for the Garden Grove Education Association. That's teachers, nurses, librarians. And GGPPSA is the Garden Grove Pupil Personnel Services Association. And those are our folks that are our psychologists, counselors, and speech and language pathologists, and audiologists, not to forget. It's been a positive and collaborative process for decades in this district, and it is with our great thanks to our bargaining team members' dedication and commitment to our students that we continue in this tradition. We look forward to further collaboration that will result in continued high-quality education for our students and great working conditions for all of our staff. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Yamatas. We have no item on the report. Moving on to the item number 4 on administrations. We have item 4A and B.
Move approval 4A and B.
I second the motion.
Thank you. Item 4A is to approve the memorandum of understanding between the West Ed and the Gandu Unified School District on the analyzing and then compilation of data on the kids survey, on the California Health Kids Surveys. And our district will pay a total of some $2,000 from the Cal Grant funds to pay for that service. Item 4B is to approve the expulsion recommendations of 3 students from the districts. Any comment or question on either item? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Mr. Nguyen.
Yes.
Mr. Munikin.
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco.
Aye.
Mr. Harden.
Aye.
And Mr. Wynn.
Aye. Item 5 is in the programs and instructions. We have item 5A to E.
I move we approve items 5A through E.
Second.
Thank you. Item 5A to approve the adoption of the material for the preschool comprehensive curriculum for the school district. And item 5B is to approve the amendment to the Children and Family Commission of Owen County for the year 2014 and 2017, a funding agreement for the early learning specialist and school readiness nurse services and school readiness program, which will adjust the amount paid to the district in the total of $2,157. Item 5C is to approve the 2017 and 2020 for early learning specialist, school readiness nurse, and school readiness program agreement number FCI-SD3-07, with a partnership with the commission, will give the funding of the total of some $1,197,800 for the school year beginning on July 1st, 2017 to June 30th, 2020. Item 5D is to approve the Adventist Athletic Training Program to train our and certify our coaches for the athletic program for the year 2017-18 and 2019-20. Item I5E is to approve a number of our district events. The first one is to allow 30 Navy JROTC cadets from Pacifica High School to attend in an event at JROTC at Camp Pendleton on April 12-15, 2017. Our second event is to allow one business entrepreneur marketing student from La Quinta High School to attend the DECA, Stanford Distributed Education Club of America International Career Development Conference and Competition in Anaheim, California on April 25th to 30th this year. The third event is to allow 30 Army JROTC students from San Diego High School to attend the Army JROTC and summer camp in Irvine Ranch Outdoor Center on August 7th to 11th this year. Any comment, question on any of the items? Hearing none, I call for the vote.
Mrs. Moon.
Yes.
Mr. Moon.
Aye.
Mrs. Ronfeld.
Aye.
Mr. Harden.
Aye.
Mr. Wolf.
Aye. Item 6 is on the business. We have 6A to L. I need a motion.
I move the item.
Second.
Thank you. Item 6A to approve the resolution number 26 to declare the intent of the district to dedicate an easement at Boza Grande High School to Southern California Edison Company. Item 6B is to accept the agreement for student transportation services between Orange County, among Orange County School District to allow our school district to participate in consortium to exchange busing service when need arise. With the contract will be effective during the period of July 1st, 2017 to June 30th, 2022. 6C to accept the completion of modernization project at Carrillo Elementary School for the total of $3,293,887.51 to Paul C. Miller Construction Company. 6D to accept the completion of the modernization project of Phelan Elementary School to NEF Construction Inc. for the total $3,605,282.55. 6E is to approve the completion of the modernization project at La Quinta High School to NEF Construction Inc. for a total of $11,453,635. Item 6F is also to accept the completion of modernization project at Post Elementary School to Paul C. Mueller Construction Company for a total of $317,955. Item 6Z is to accept the completion of the modernization project at Rancho Alamitos High School to Paul C. Miller for a total of $14,652,533. Item 6H is to extend a contract to Dell Marketing LP for the purchase of computer equipment. This is part of the multi-state contract with the state of Minnesota, authorized by the state of California to allow our district to participate in the contract to purchase the computer equipment. 6I is to approve the purchasing calendar for the year 2017 and 18 to invite the bid of quote for the item listed in the schedule. Item 6J is to approve the Citizen Bond Oversight Committee members' appointment. The name of the appointment members are listed in the tax list. Item 6J is to, I'm sorry. Item 6K is to approve the use of the 2 district buses and bus driver for the Strawberry Festival Parade on May 27, 2017. And item 6L is to approve the purchase order in check for the total amount of $15,860,173.67. And then that's all. 6A2L, right? Any comment, question?
I have a question on item 6B, directed at staff. I just wanted a little bit more clarification on what 6B entails.
I'll defer to Mr. McConnell.
So 6B is a cooperative or consortium that's been around for 10 years, almost 10 years now. All the Orange County districts, it didn't start out that way, but now it includes all the Orange County districts, the county superintendent, schools, and Lowell Joint School District. And what it is, it just allows the districts to share resources. So for example, if we had a need, instead of chartering a more expensive bus, we could contact other districts to find out if they had availability to find a bus and a driver. And they would charge us at their published rate, which would be significantly less expensive than chartering out. The reason why we, if you're wondering why we hadn't joined this before, is because we wanted to join a while back, but they only allow you to join every 5 years.
Oh, okay.
So the 5 year expiration, or the 5 year period is coming up there, which is what we're hoping you approve of tonight, and it would become active July 1.
Right. I think that's good, the fact that being able to save costs and also sticking with public school districts to provide services for our students. Following through with that, I do have an additional question, not related to 6B, but still in the area of transportation. Do we currently use any other private companies for transportation of our students?
Yes, we use a few private companies for chartering.
Okay.
Different trips.
Yeah, okay. Great. Just wanted to ask.
The other company we use is for special ed transportation. We handle a lot of the special ed transportation in-house with staff, but there are quite a few routes that we do with Durham.
Okay.
Transportation.
Great. Thank you.
Any other comments? Question? I call for the vote.
Mrs. Lynn. Mr. Minnickin.
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco.
Aye.
Mr. Harden.
Aye.
And Mr. Wilson.
Aye. Item 7 is on personnel. We have item 7A to C. And then D is the closed sessions.
Second the motion.
Thank you. Item 7A is to approve the report on the certificate personnel. 7B is to approve the report on the classified personnel. Item 7C is to approve the workability wage increase. It is basically to adjust our pay rates to our trainee in a student trainee on the workability program from $8.93 to $8.95 per hour to match up with the guidelines from the workability program statewide. And 7D, we have a closed session early today, but there's no action to report out. Any comment, question?
I have a question.
Yes.
Is that the ROP?
No, this is a workability program for a specific subset of students. Ms. Ray could give us more details.
Our workability program works mostly with mild to moderate students, places students in job settings, helps them train. They have job coaches to get them acclimated, helps them work on resumes, and prepares them for getting a job later in life.
Are those limited to the seniors and juniors, or what grade do they start?
Mostly the seniors and the juniors, more on the senior side than the junior side, in getting them prepared. We do some of our resource students as well, if we need to help them get a resume and get them prepared. And it gives them, with a job coach, it makes them feel a little bit more comfortable going into a job, what to say, how to dress.
Are we just as involved with this program as the ROP program?
So the ROP program are the classes that are provided for students for career technical education.
Right.
This particular workability program is a state program that allows students who might not otherwise be acclimated into a working setting to allow them to be acclimated. So ROP program, our ROP CTE programs, do have internships. There are jobs that are available. This is a little different type of program geared towards students with more special needs.
I see. Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments, questions?
I call for the vote on item 7A to D.
Mrs. Nguyen?
Yes.
Mr. Minikin?
Aye.
Mrs. Rocco?
Aye.
Mr. Harden?
Aye.
And Ms. Lewin?
Aye. Thank you. Moving on to the last item on the agenda, the closing would begin with the discussion by board members. Mr. Portillo, you go first.
So quarter three is coming to an end. That means a lot of students are either rushing to cram in as many assignments as they can so they can raise their grades, or kick back and wait for spring break to come. And so, and with that said, a lot of the students are really looking forward to next week because we have spring break. And I think spring break is good. It's really the best time to be really introspective about what's been happening this whole year, and just process the rest of what's going on in school, but also outside of their lives. And so it's good for their mental health. And I think, like, looking at the break as an athlete, I see it as a wonderful opportunity for us to really deepen our improve the quality of our training sessions, because we don't have to worry about school or like homework. And so that's a tool that a lot of the coaches take advantage of, so we can improve our athletes. And I think it's really nice because I've traveled and done inter-district competitions, and so it feels good when your district, athletes from your district are competing and beating some of the elite athletes, down south and inland athletes. So it's really cool. I think other than that, there's nothing really much going on in student life. So
thank you. Ms. Nguyen?
I really don't have a lot to report, except last couple weeks I went on a economic research in Europe. And I find it to be very educational to understand about Brexit and kind of the economic happenings in the other side of the world that's affecting our nation. And the interesting thing is I was looking around London and Paris for young kids, students, and I didn't really see any of them. I didn't see anything that was focused on education. I don't even know where they have schools, because every building kind of looked the same. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I'm so glad we can see a school almost on every block of in our city, and kids everywhere. It's very different and very refreshing to come back to a place that's catered to kids and families.
Thank you, Ms. Nguyen. Mr. Nathan?
Thank you. On March 27th, I was able to go to the Boys and Girls Clubs After School ACES program and visit Clinton Elementary, which is my alma mater. Go Cougars. And I was able to see some of the activities that they were doing. I'm just really impressed with the after school program, because they're really trying their best to go hand in hand with what our educators are teaching them. I was able to see a lot of STEAM programs and just a variety of things that they were doing. So I think it's good to make sure that we're on the same page. We want to teach our students a 21st century skill. So that was really neat. On the 29th, I hosted my first meet and greet for the community outside of the district. I was able to host it thanks to our educators, DGA. It was at the DGA office, and we opened it up to the public for all community members, staff, etc. And we had a good turnout of different folks that came out and asked questions and were involved. It was really nice to see the community come together and offer suggestions, also praise us for a lot of the great things that we're doing. I made sure to thank them for their support with our measures for the past few years that they've supported us in our school. So that was really nice. The following day, I went to Los Amigos for open house. I saw Orbelin there with his friends, so I was like, hey, how are you? it was really really nice event. They had different performances, and all the staff there were really nice and friendly, so I had a really good time there. Then the following day, I went to Kabe with a couple of my colleagues here, as well as superintendent, on bilingual education. So that was really, really neat, really empowering. I definitely recall going to school and you know, not knowing about these kind of programs, or I don't even know if they were even implemented at the time, but seeing that our students, that we're encouraging them to speak not just one language, not just two, but even three and in some occasions. So really, really nice to see that. Looking forward to seeing our Spanish dual immersion program grow and see what makes up the Vietnamese community as well, to ensure that we have some programs as well. And I know that we're going to be starting that in the near future. On April 1st, April Fool's Day, I went to the Garden Grove Open Streets event that they have, where they close down a couple of streets and they have different booths and vendors and a lot of things for the community. One of the things that I did notice, I didn't see it, but I wanted to ask that, but did we have any like Garden Grove Unified School District booth or any of that?
You know, they didn't invite us to have one this year that I know of. We did have one last year for the 50th in the spring, and so we weren't invited to have one this year. But so I'll follow up with the city manager on that.
Yeah, I think we definitely want to push, because although we weren't there, I did see some charter academies there talking to some of our families, and I, for one, I'm going to say publicly, I support our public education. I think all of our schools are amazing, and we need to showcase that to the community, because other individuals are doing their own promotion, so we definitely need to counter that and ensure that we are doing great. We're a great district, and we need to showcase that a little bit more. If not, we need to get on that. Same day, I attended a event that was sponsored by the California Endowment that was entitled Schools Not Prisons event, and that was a great event. There were different community leaders that are very strong on restorative practices, restorative justice, ensuring that our students are not targeted by different systematic issues and systematic racism. So I definitely saw that. They spoke a lot about restorative practices in schools, so I definitely am a strong advocate on that and ensuring that all of our students are steering in the right path. So that was really really great event that happened. And then today, I went to Doig Intermediate, also another former school of mine. So that was neat to speak to Mr. Principal Gomez and see all of the great work that they're doing. They were currently in benchmark testing, a lot of the schools, so I saw a lot of the students with anxiety. I just finished my last midterms last week, so I could relate to how they were feeling. So really nice to see that. I want to congratulate Pacifica on the award that they received for civic education, civic engagement. I think that's really great for us to see. That's an example, again, of what the great things that we're doing, showcasing that. I know Abby does a great job with all that work, ensuring that the community knows all the great things that we're doing. That's it for now. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Rocco?
I guess I'll start with the Garden Grove City Council meeting. I think a few of us were there. They spotlighted Monroe Language Academy for their dual language immersion program. So the principal was there, the teachers, staff members, and we're very, very proud of them and the hard work they've done to, gosh, I guess we're at a point now where we have a waiting list. I just remember before, sweating out, well, like, will we have enough kids? Will we have enough classes? And now we're at this point in such a short time, so kudos to Monroe. I spent a lot of time with parents these last couple of weeks. Eisenhower for Project Inspire. It fits for 40 developmental assets a couple times, morning and afternoon. Pacifica High School for a meeting of the Korean parents. And the GABE conference, where we took about 25 parents. So I'm putting them all together because I want to spotlight our parents and what a fantastic job they're doing. Taking time out of their busy day and really taking all of this quite serious. Everywhere I went, parents were listening attentively, taking notes, asking questions, talking about what they've learned, reflecting and looking at how they can use the information they're getting. It just amazes me. And the parents at the CABE conference not only had the discussions and the notes, they want to have a debrief afterwards and then present to the parents at the DLAC meeting who didn't get a chance to go, and then also take a look at what did they learn, what can they bring back to Garden Grove. So kudos to our parents, but also want to thank a lot our administrators and our principals, our classified staff that work with our parents for the the importance they place on this, the time that they dedicate, because having a parent class at a school isn't as easy as, okay, we're going to have a class, let's do it. You know, it starts with parent and community outreach, who does a lot of the training and support for the classified staff, which is usually our liaisons, but sometimes teachers or even APs or counselors, and the principals, who have to squeeze yet one more thing into onto their schedule and put a focus on that and come in and talk to the parents, make them feel welcome, come back when the parents get their certificates to celebrate with them. There's a lot that goes into all of that, so I just want to big shout out to all of the people who are involved with making our parents feel welcome and offering them all of these things, because in the end we know who's going to benefit from this, and that's going to be our kids. So again, thank you. We also had the opportunity, I think Lon and I and Walter, to attend a session at the CABE conference for administrators and school board members, and you know, the big thing that stays with me is that we had to reflect on and think about was, what three things can I do as a board member to improve? Kind of a good question to think about. And this year at CABE, Garden Grove was well represented as our Rancho Vaqueros Mariachi group played at the conference on stage. And they did a fantastic job. And our own Dr. Moffey also gave a little address at the conference. And one of our students, Karen Nguyen, from eighth grader from McGarvin, won a writing contest and had to address, how does being bilingual or multicultural make dreams come true? And if you get a chance to read her essay, it was amazing. She actually talked about how being bilingual and multicultural has helped her, not just academically, but personally. And she wants to be a veterinarian, and she wants to learn Korean and learn about the Korean. So there's a third language. So it's gone beyond just being bilingual, but even trilingual or more. So Garden Grove is out there on the map. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Mita Harden.
So, Tina Gurney was kind enough to help me make up for the fact that I was sick and missed Read Across America Day, and arranged to take me out to Thomas Paine last Friday, where I had the interesting experience of trying to explain to a first grade classroom what a school board member does. And that was a fail on my part. But it was fun, and Tina has her Harry Potter kit, and so we went in costume, in Gryffindor gowns and with a wand, and I had my owl, and she had her sorting hat, and I had a wand, and I got to tell you, it's fun to tell a fifth grader, don't make me use this. So it was a good time. It was entertaining for the kids, and had an impact. We had an email from Mr. Moretti, the fifth grade teacher, over the weekend, telling us that apparently he had kids lined up to take home the book that Tina had read from on Friday. So, mission accomplished.
Good for you. Did they ask you how much you make?
No.
When it went out there, I asked him, you can ask me anything but that. Sure enough, the first question, that's what they asked me. but then, thank you. Last week, I want to congratulate the Monroe doing immersion school and school and being spotlight and recognized by the city of Gandro for the excellent work. We don't have to wait for that, right? That honoring, but we know that Monroe has been doing very well in the launching of that. I have one close friend of mine. She's Vietnamese. She enrolled her son to that program, and she admitted to me that at first she was very nervous, and now she's very proud, very happy, trying to catch up with the kid. She learned a lot of Spanish in helping him doing that, and kid is very happy. She's just like, she can see the kid learning, acquiring a lot, and can't wait to see how her son will come out to be. And this is the, sort of the first class for our program, and I told her that I'm watching you, okay? So So you just, I want to see how it go, and I think I may have to kind of invite her to come out, speak to our other parents, so that they understand what the process is going through and how successful it is, how calm she become now. I mean, knowing just Vietnamese parents that helping the son to learn the language, that really cool thing that she very proud of that. And thank you very much. She always thanked me for having a program. She said, hey, they do that. That's good. That's the whole plan, that whole project is going to be. I'm watching her and her son to see how she go at the first class of that dual immersion program there. And also, speaking of that, I'm looking forward to the launching of the Vietnamese dual immersion program as well, and I know the staff are working on that. Also working very close with the CABE, which is called California Bilingual Education, who has been helping us to set up this program. And of course, the beginning is always challenging, and I know that the staff will always overcome that, and they have been very, very deliberate in terms of setting up not only the Vietnamese, but also the Spanish dual immersion as well. And also, I also want to congratulate the Pacifica High School for the civic engagement learning there. And I will be I'll be attending that the award ceremony on Thursday. And I don't know if people pay attention, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of California will be there. And it's not how often I haven't had a chance to shake a hand yet, but this is my best chance to do that. So that I don't know how often anyone can see the chief the justice as but here we have a chief justice coming to town. That's really quite an honor for our district, and also of course for Pacifica High School. And want to congratulate the staff, the teacher especially, and the student from Pacifica as well. And that all for my statement. Anyone else? Matt, can anything?
President, if I may. I want to go back to the transportation issue, not exactly on 6B, but more in the reasoning. I'm just curious, why did we go from having, or did we ever have in-house special ed transportation services for our students, or has it always been through a private entity?
So we'll be happy to provide a summary to the board of how we do transportation. Bear in mind that for special ed transportation, sometimes that is a pickup from the home and immediately to the school. And so because we have a number of students and we don't have a infinite number of buses, there are times where we can't pick up every single one of those students from their individual home and transport them and get them to school on time. So we'll provide a summary to the board of the majority of the transportation, which is done within our transportation department, and when needed, that we do contract out with the company Durham, and that goes to board every year for a renewal of the contract. So we'll get a summary to you.
Great.
Can I share more good news in this arena? Is we are going through some efforts now to bring more and more of that contracted out service to Durham in-house. We've already started that process, and thanks to the board for approving, a lot of this had to do with the MOT study. And so these are direct results and benefits where we are going to gain from that, bringing more and more of that in-house.
Great.
Okay.
Yeah, the wheelchairs.
And we're also, we ordered some buses, the board approved previously. We've ordered some buses and with additional facilities like wheelchair access, which affords us the opportunity to obviously transport more of our students.
Great. Thank you.
All right. Having no other comments, the meeting is now adjourned. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Madam. All right. Here's what I can say. Well, our next meeting on April 18, we will begin a regular meeting at 5:30 for the study session. And the one after that will be May 2nd. We also begin early at 5 p.m. for the closed session. Okay? All right. meeting is now adjourned for real.